Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we're talking about the symbols in our lives and taking calls for on-air readings. We do have several callers in the queue, so I think we'll be getting to our callers first and then getting to our topic if we have time. So we're going to take callers in just a moment, but want to invite our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. Also, the call-in number today, 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And callers, please stay in the queue. If you're not first, we will be getting to you. Everyone in the queue will be getting reading. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And let's take area code 302. Then we have 619. Oh, we do have a caller from a private number. Private caller, please call back and unmask your number. I believe that's what, star 67 or star 82. I can't remember which one it is. One blocks and one unblocks. So experiment. Call us back. If you'd like to speak with us, that's a caller from a private number. Your number is blocked. We cannot see you. Okay. 302 is first. Hi.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Who is this, please?
Good. My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you, Cindy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
Delaware. Have we spoken with you before? I'm sorry, I'm not remembering right off the top of my head.
You have, probably about a year ago.
I'm remembering Delaware, and it's not a rare, I mean, that's not a common place we get calls from. So I remember that. So we spoke with you a year ago, so we've gotten your birth date. What's your birth date?
6/24/63.
Okay, go ahead.
I just have a question. I have a very good friend who I have just recently found out some information pertaining to him, that the woman that he is seeing isn't who she claims that she is. She's cheating. And I'm torn on whether or not I should share this information with him or just let him find out himself if I risk, you know, losing his friendship over it.
Okay. And what do you have their birth dates by any chance?
I do.
Okay.
His is August 12th, 1967, and hers is August 7th, 1972.
August 7th, 72. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So they have a strong connection for sure. 70. It's funny, I was just relaying to Neil a dream I had about somebody, old teacher in my life who was cheating, and I was telling another person that there was no way that she would cheat. So it's kind of funny that you're calling and, you know, sharing this, because I had a funny dream last night about cheating. 8, 9, 10, 11, 21. And who, I'm sorry, the 8/12/67 is the male?
Yes.
Okay. He's a 34/7. Is that what you got? 15/5.
Yeah, they're both 34/7.
Oh, they're both 34/7.
Mm-hmm.
And their birth dates are really connected. And so you're trying to figure out whether you should tell. That's a tough situation.
Well, what you've got to do, Cindy, first of all, well, who are your sources? You know, you have to see who your sources are and how
her
dependent
sources are her ex-husband.
The sources are the ex-husband? Well,
mm-hmm.
That means
I just happen to source. who I just happened, we didn't even know each other, and then the information came out. We were
so
just having a conversation. And
your friend is this friend, this male friend is dating this woman who claims to be someone other than who she is, and she's really married?
No, she's not married. She is divorced. But see, the situation is he used to be in relation. He was in a serious relationship. Well, he was married for 18 years. He was cheated on constantly. He finally divorced her. He had trust issues with women. He finally decided to jump back in the game and start dating again. And the woman that he's dating, he does not know, is a cheater.
Okay, so this is the friend. So do you get this? Her friend was married, was cheated on by the wife, decided to get a divorce, and now it's a repeat of the same pattern, according to, it's confusing.
That's the woman he's with is cheating?
Right, and the source of the information is the ex-husband of the woman?
Yes.
So the only, I mean, my, I guess, reservation in that would be that the ex-husband might have some kind of vendetta against the woman. I mean, maybe it's
completely
true.
No, he has no clue who I am. He has no clue who I am.
Oh, he has no clue who you are. So he doesn't know you know the friend. How would he, how did this come up in conversation?
Okay. I work in a restaurant. I'm a server. He came in one day and he started just basically, you know, talking about, hi, how are you? Good, how are you? And he started talking about his daughter. So telling me some issues that he was having with his daughter about a boy that she was dating. And long story short, I was like, well, can I ask you a question? I said, you know, children learn from what they see. Did your ex-wife and you, like, ever fight or anything in front of the children? And he was like, no, not at all. He said, I never fought with her in front of the children, even though I had good reason to, because she used to cheat on me constantly. Well, I know her name, the woman, his ex-wife's name. So when I ran his credit card, they had the same last name, and I put two and two together.
But, I mean, how did it come out that he was cheating on the current or she was cheating on the current boyfriend?
Because he told me when he was just having conversation, told me, he said, you know, my ex-wife used to cheat on me all the time because I was asking him about him and his daughter's relationship.
Right.
I said, the boy mistreats her. And I was like, well, you know, sometimes daughters learn from the mothers and they think that's acceptable behavior. Like, you know, what kind of past has her mother had as far as with men? And that's when he told me, he said, well, she and I, we never used to have cross words in front of the children and fight in front of them. He said, even though I had good reason to, because my wife used to cheat on me all the time. And that's how I found out that she was a cheater. He said every relationship she's been in, she's nothing but a cheater. She's known for cheating.
That short of having any evidence of her currently cheating, that's the problem. She cheated on him, but there's really no way for you to know except for what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
You know, he didn't. There's no evidence that he's cheating. She's cheating on your friend at this point. So go ahead.
Right.
His experience can be unique to him, but right now this is hearsay. So if you have this information, what a person has to do with the information is, you know, if you have information and it's pertinent to the life, liberty, limb of another person, and you're withholding that information, then you're somewhat guilty of being by withholding that information, you're somewhat guilty because you're putting a person in jeopardy. This is a little bit different. This stems from a person's experience with the woman and then going on an assumption, which takes it into a form of gossip.
Right.
And I don't believe in this respect. You have two choices. You could say, you know, I heard that she was always a cheater from the husband. But I don't think that this, it's gossip. What I'm getting is just basically gossip. I wouldn't, you know, if he says anything to you such as, you know, I'm having doubts about this woman. I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And you go, well, I guess I should share with you what happened. But this is just based on the ex-husband's opinions. And for you to run to this man and inform him, well, you know, she's got a bad reputation and she cheats.
That's gonna impact your relationship with him. You want to be his ally, especially if something should happen where he finds out there's a situation where she's cheating or there's a problem in the relationship.
It's hearsay. If you caught her walking out of a restaurant with another man and kissing at the taxi, yeah, you could say, you know, I saw
right.
this with my own eyes.
Right.
But I wouldn't do anything.
How long have they been together, Cindy?
4 years.
They've been together 4 years. So you know the woman?
I know of her, yes.
Four years, but you've not really interacted with the two of them as a couple?
Oh, no.
No, it's none of your business, really. Stay out of their life.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we say. And we're also using a kind of psychic approach to it, too, what feels right to us and what doesn't, as opposed
right.
to, in addition to kind of a reasoning.
It's amazing what waitresses find out about people, though. I mean,
that's a lot of information. Yeah, it's like we're, psychiatrists, when you just say, how's your day? And people just start spilling their guts with only minutes of knowing them. And I was just like, okay. And his last name isn't a very popular last name. So when he said it, and he even mentioned her name through the course of their conversation, his wife's name. And then when I saw the credit card receipt and the last names matched, I was like, oh my God, that's his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Well, but, I don't know. It was eating away at me, and I felt like I wouldn't – I mean, I just didn't know what to do, and I understand. I wouldn't want to lose this friendship over, you know, I wouldn't want to seem like I was gossiping or anything. I was just like, well, I'll just have to sit back and let him figure this out on his own and hope that
yeah,
he doesn't hurt him
you know,
and on him.
If it comes up later and he ends up breaking up with her, maybe you can, you know – tell him what you know, but you know, it's not solid enough information, I don't think.
Yeah, it really isn't. And you kind of stay out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, Cindy, good luck.
Bye bye.
Bye. I don't know why I'm wishing her good luck, but okay. 619 area code.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi, what's your name?
Denisha.
Oh, Denisha.
Yeah.
We just spoke with you. Denisha, hi. Okay. Hi. What's going on? 222-96?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I just want to know what's ahead of me or something, if things get better or anything.
Okay, remind us of what we talked about, would you? I wrote notes, but I can't remember.
Oh, man, I don't even remember. I mean, if anything, I might have mentioned some health problems, but I honestly don't remember the conversation.
Weren't you asking about spirits? You were seeing the Grim Reaper. Now I'm remembering. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, okay, I remember now.
Okay. So health problems, are you having health problems? Because you were asking about death, but we didn't really discuss health.
Yeah, I'm having some heart problems right now.
Okay. Heart problems. Wow.
How serious?
What can you give us a little bit of background?
I was diagnosed with pericarditis and was treatment went well, but I'm still getting like a lot of chest pain and pretty much everything that points to heart attack. So I've been to the emergency room a lot and nothing.
Pericarditis. We're not doctors, so we don't. Was that inflammation?
Yeah.
But maybe I should be a doctor. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm teasing. I'm just making a joke. I did not know what pericarditis is, but I assumed with the title.
Well, I mean, you know, that could be part of your, that could be affecting part of your mental state if you're suffering from anxiety of some sort.
Yeah.
And your heart problems are compounding your psyche and you have anxiousness and you're thinking about death or seeing death or then, you know, maybe you, your best bet would be to seek some psychiatric or help or therapy in that regard. If you're asking us, well, gee, guys, you two are psychics. Do you see anything going on? I don't. I mean, the only thing that I would say is that that you might have had a, this might be rooted to something in your past, turmoil that you've carried with you. It could have been family, domestic problems, upbringing. There might be something in there that stayed in your psyche that is now collected as part of your own life. There could be some depression there, being alone. There's different things that can wrap around a person's mind. And if they don't feel that grounded or stable, then their thoughts tend to become a little bit darker. If they feel isolated, do you have any significant friends or people around you that you feel close to?
Yeah, and I'm in therapy right now, so.
So how effective is that? I mean, would you like your therapist?
Yeah, I just started on it, so.
It's new?
I don't know. Yeah,
So regarding the prognosis, because I just, you know, did a quick search of pericarditis. So I'd never heard of it. So I said inflammation of the heart. I did not know that was what it was. So, and in fact, you're saying it is. Now, what I'm seeing in this brief search on the internet is that it can be very mild, but it can also get very serious. So in terms of a prognosis, have the doctors given you a prognosis about, you know, how this will progress and what your future is with this disease?
Well, it seems to be chronic. My cardiologists are honestly stumped. They said that this is something that's beyond their expertise. And so I have to kind of seek other doctors to figure out why is it happening, basically.
Because it says that it's fairly rare that it occurs, too. I mean, like I said, I'm looking online real quick as we speak here on the radio. So you're in the Southern California area. I mean, I would think that maybe in that area there would be specialists that might be more experienced than the ones you're dealing with. Is that a major hospital that you're going to, or?
It is a hospital that I go to see my cardiologist, but my insurance is just, it's kind of the bottom of the barrel, so you know, seeing a specialist 8 months, you know.
Can I ask you a few questions? Yeah, say yes or no. Have you ever in your life had pneumonia?
No.
Was your upbringing a little, was there any trauma in your upbringing, in the household, arguing, fighting, or was it calm and peaceful?
I was just really depressed, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I pick up depression.
What was your situation in the home? I guess that's the question.
Was your mom a depressed person or your father?
Mom was out of my life. My dad was constantly working. So was my grandmother. So I was never really close to anyone.
So are you single at this point?
Yeah.
And do you have friends? Do you have friends? Do you have a social circle?
Yeah, I have friends.
Okay.
And do you work? We're asking you all these questions, but... There's a reason.
No, I'm not working right now.
Is the work is because of your illness?
Part of that, because I just couldn't be active for a long time because of it. Uh-huh. And the other part of it is that business is running out of business, so it's going bankrupt.
Okay. What kind of work do you do normally?
Well, I worked at Babies R Us, actually, and it's going out of business.
What? Say that again?
Babies R Us.
Oh, where? Babies R Us. It's weird. We saw it yesterday. We drove by. Toys R Us, Babies R Us.
Babies
R
Us. Yeah. And your insurance, so are you on, like, state, like, Medicare or Medi-Cal, rather?
Yes.
You're on Medi-Cal. So that's hard because of the limitations of the doctors you can see.
Well, you know...
Yep.
I think you should stay in therapy. I mean, hope is affordable, and you stay in therapy, and you work hard. Is it a therapist? Is it what kind of a therapist are you working with?
Well, it's just a therapist, and then I have a psychiatrist.
Okay. A psychiatrist? A doctor or psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Medication.
Okay, so that's basically for medication. They sometimes get into the mental aspects and the conversations and things. Psychologists are more prone to that, but psychiatrists do the medication. So there might be some medication.
Usually there's not a lot of talk therapy in psychiatrist appointments.
Not all the time.
Sometimes, but
you can often get a psychiatrist, but they listen to you and they determine from there how to prescribe medicine to you. They're basically prescription for the mind.
Well, Denisha needs to, get out of her. She's a little bit stuck.
Well, in our department, you could also be suffering from some kind of psychic dilemma of the psyche. Mm. There could be energies around you. There could be depression in your energy field. There could be some debris there, if you will, that's clouding your well-being. So what happens sometimes is the way we think and feel, it becomes an energy in our body. And then as we breathe, we also put out that energy in it. Sort of stays within our etheric realm, meaning the realm around our body. And that becomes kind of a cloud that hangs over us. And that can morph into all kinds of dark symbols and feelings of depression and wanting to die or having anxiety. These are probably things that you might be perhaps suffering from, where either a really good intent on a psychologist part would talk to you about these problems, or maybe a social group, people who suffer from anxiety, and you go to a social group and discuss it, or some really nice, qualified, dependable, psychic person that starts to clear your energy fields and you feel better. You know, sometimes you got to be careful there because people can claim to be a lot of things and it's just hocus pocus nonsense. But as somebody who really is qualified to work with the energy fields of the body could help. This includes acupuncture and all kinds of things, up to massage, up to people who just clear energy fields, and you really learn how to depend on them in terms of being, they're honest and they have a talent.
But I think the problem is that she has limited resources. So finding the right people is going to be a little challenging. Well, I mean, even if you have resources, finding the right people can be challenging too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's encountered us, but in terms of like the doctors and, you know, people outside of that, it may be a little bit more difficult for her to financially, support.
Back in the day, they had lonely hearts.
Back in the day.
They had lonely
hearts.
People would call late at night and speak, and they were lonely people, and it was just something to connect to. I remember Wolfman Jack would be kind of a link to people, and they liked him, and he would talk to them.
The old radio shows.
You know, they're sometimes just making a human connection, suicide lines and things like that. I'm not sure yet where you're coming from. On our part, it would take a deeper analysis. But, of course, what you're sharing with us, we can assume that you're suffering from a few things, both medically and maybe psychologically. And you can always use our show as an anchor.
Yeah.
We're on twice a week to talk to us. But is there anything you want to express briefly about your state of mind?
I'm very depressed and stuff, so, yeah.
Are you currently on medication for this?
No, I'm going to see my psychiatrist on Monday, next week.
Okay.
So.
And you know what, Lanisha, have you determined what's in the root of your depression? Are you sad about somebody leaving? Are you do you know where your depression's coming from?
I guess from a lot of different things.
Yeah, can you name two?
Just maybe family and other stuff.
Yeah.
Family and other stuff.
Family. And we kind of think it's family.
So
it's connected to
family. What's your current relationship with your family?
Mostly distant. Family is just very distant.
So you feel isolated.
Yeah.
And disconnected.
I'm close to my grandma. Yeah.
Disruption,
you know,
in the phone, so I can't hear everything
thing
she's
you
saying.
Need, the thing you should do is, of course, you have your psychiatrist. You should find in your area where there are free groups that meet and talk.
I'm sure that her mental health professionals can guide her to that. You know,
you need a social group. You need a social group. You need a connection. If you're not finding success with your immediate family, then you need to investigate resources where people meet and talk about loss or anxiety or depression. There's many groups out there that meet.
And on the medical side, perhaps her doctors can help refer her to other physicians that are covered by her insurance that can maybe uncover more about her pericarditis. She's like in San Diego. I mean, but the problem is her limited insurance is going to be challenging.
There's groups that meet. There are groups of people that meet, Venetia, that feel that have a common interest in areas of depression and anxiety and loss. These are people you might be able to connect to, at least on the level of working through your issues. And then maybe you can find a livelier group of people who socialize on a different level.
You know, sorry to interrupt, but like I'm, you know, searching things on the internet, and it looks like there are study groups also for pericarditis. So it's possible that if your case is unusual, like your doctors say, there's a study group, you might be able to get paid and get treatment. So that's worth looking into too. If you have the internet, you can start researching stuff like that. I actually looked up pericarditis support group.
Okay.
And then there's research studies that came up. I have no idea if they're in the area you're in, but that would be another starting point perhaps for you.
Okay.
905 says recurrent pericarditis study. You may receive up to $950. So
tell where the link
is. It's recurrentpericarditis.com. But if you search it online, I mean, like I said, I don't know where the study is conducted, so it may not be in your area. But there seems to be several links to focus groups, or study groups, medical study groups for this type of illness. But you're welcome to call our show anytime, Tanisha, and you know, do a little research and let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, 512 area code. Hi. Caller, are you there? 512. Okay, I'm going to disconnect. Hi, Valeska. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Valeska?
No, this is Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a different caller who has a very similar number from Los Angeles. What's your name?
Mindy.
I'm sorry?
Mindy.
Mindy.
Like
Hi.
Mark and Mindy.
Hello. Like Mark and Mindy. Well, I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody else. But anyway, now we know.
No problem.
Mindy. Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Hi. Have we spoken with you before?
I've called on in before, maybe like a year ago, I think.
Okay. I don't remember your birthday. What's the birthday? Do you remember her birthday, Neil?
It's, sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to tell you? April 5th, 1956.
That's 1956. If we've gotten it before, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what brings you to the show?
I periodically like to listen on in and just thought I'd call on in.
Oh, good.
You guys have been like a signpost along the road here.
It's you're a little muffled, Mindy, so we're having a problem.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Let's see. Does that work better?
Yeah.
That is better.
Okay. Thank you.
So do you have a specific question?
It's about the coming year about a move. And I don't know how that
is. You're fading out again. Now we can hear like every other word.
If you can put,
let me see what I can do. Maybe I have to.
Are you
go on this
headset?
No.
Just talk directly into the receiver.
It might be a bad connection.
Okay.
Go ahead.
How is that?
Yeah,
okay, sorry. Bad. Hello. Thank you. I stood up. I was sitting down. It's about a move for my new year here. My birthday's coming up, and I really would like the opportunity to move from the area that I'm in.
You want to move? It's real hard to hear. So you want to move from the area. And you've been there a year, did you say?
It's coming up for my birthday year, and I just want a signpost or whatever as I move along here. I usually call in around my birthday.
You're going to be 62 years old?
Yes.
Yeah, and she moved. She's been there a year, so she was at her karma 30
double 60,
so she's been there. So a move's in store for you.
But
excellent.
Short of her, she can cyclically. She's short of her 63.
Yeah, but at six, but she's been living there a year. So that brings us closer to 60.
Right, she had her doubling of her karmic energy at that age.
So for some reason, she's a little bit off. There's a little bit off balance in terms of the sequence of events, but there's enough to say that.
I can help that out. I've been here going on the third year. I just started the third year here where I'm at.
Oh, so you moved.
You are correct.
That's one of your.
So you were like 59 when you moved there. So you're kind of off on a cycle.
And
you were early as three.
So that makes sense.
Correct.
That makes sense.
Correct.
Not that, can we say that, you know, you can have a change in your life and it doesn't have to be on a cycle. So, we don't have to be, want to be stuck on that. But.
Have you ever gone through a divorce or a really bad breakup?
Yes, I have.
Yes. And what year, when were you married and when was the divorce?
I was married 78. Divorce was 89 or 90. I think it was 89.
So you were 78, 56, 66, 76. You were 22. Basically, when you got married, and that's close to 21, which is a multiple of 7, and then you were married for 11 years, and when you divorced, 56, 60, 76, 86, you were 33 years old, which is a multiple of 3. Okay, so that marriage is going on.
Wait, when did she get divorced? What year?
In 89.
89.
So that marriage went on a... I'm sorry?
I'm thinking with you right now. One of the places when I got married, I moved to London, England. And right now, I'm trying to get back to London. So I'm thinking, maybe this is, as you were talking, cycles.
Did we talk about this before?
Probably about around a year or so.
Yeah, because I'm remembering the England part. Not all the details, but do you have children?
I have one child.
One child?
I have a daughter. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm working in a children's project. I don't know if that is what you're thinking of.
I don't know. I just was wondering if you had children. It was not.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you have resources to get back over to London? Do you have a place to stay? Do you have an income?
I have a company that I launched a couple of years ago, and it's getting closer now for getting the traction where it needs to be.
I remember.
But I'm also
working here in California.
Hello. I'm also working here in California on a couple of very wonderful projects. So hoping that as I've been developing all this, everything's going to trigger in this new wonderful cycle that I'm heading into.
Well, we think it is. You have an interesting code, 4-5, and then the 5 is continued next to a 6 in the code. That 6 is is the energy of communication linked to vision. And if your projects have a strong link from communication to vision or vision cycle through communication, the attitude of you have a connection, you said, in Chicago or something, you know, over in Chicago, is that
excellent.
What you said?
Excellent. No, but that's excellent that you bring up Chicago. Because one of the projects that I'm working on is a very, very big project. It has to do with the Chicago Art Institute.
Interesting.
And
well, I didn't hear Chicago, so you heard Chicago from somewhere.
yeah, Spirit Pie told me.
Right
on.
Mixed
up with who's telling
me. You're fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Chicago.
Right on. Spot on. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay,
it's a very big project. It has to do with fine art, has to do with new technology. And I've been invited to help with this vision to implement. But I also have my wonderful brand that I created over in England, because I love England since I lived in England years ago in the early 80s. So to be able to work those two projects would be terrific. And meanwhile, I find myself here.
What's your product? Can you remind us, Mindy?
It's a baby product. It's like shampoos. It's baby toiletries or cosmetics, as they call it. They're so nice to remember. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
lotion and yep. Yeah. So I'm actually launching that in China and in April. So there's a lot of development, research and development these past.
Are they all natural products?
2 years. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like with essential oils and things like that. How nice.
That's correct.
You should do some for adults. Well, maybe adults could use the children's product. No.
Okay.
How funny.
So
but that's terrific that you got Chicago. Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
She was just happy
that
you got Chicago.
No, that's really terrific. And
it's a good sign.
It's a very, very big project that you need very big money and very big behind it. And it looks like it's going to take the traction pretty soon. It has to do with land and an exhibit of an experiential opportunity. So, where I'm at.
Well, we believe that you're on your way. And we got a signal from a voice that said Chicago to me. And that's a sign that you're on your way. So I would continue to do what you're doing. It appears that you're going back to England, that you'll be connected significantly with Chicago. So it should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, keep us posted, Mindy. Check in a few months.
I have to call.
Maybe a little bit sooner than last time.
Yeah, I always wait around my birthday time. But I try to listen as I work sometimes remotely, and I'm always so very fascinated about your work. So thank you very much for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Take care now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 512. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. Yeah. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. We couldn't hear you before, so I disconnected you and you were able to call back.
I'm going to call back in. Thank you.
What's your name?
So my name is Veronica, and I have a question for you, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and what's your name
Veronica,
and your birthday?
She already
gave Veronica?
Yeah, Veronica, what's your question?
I'm November 3rd, and my question is that right now, there is a building where I was going to open a business there, and the owner, there's going to be two owners, now there's one owner, but then there's this lady who is the human, is not connected to my little company because I was just starting, but she, from day one, she's been complaining, and she works with the owner of the company that's renting it, and she doesn't seem to like me, and she started calling me and harassing not to go in the building to the front door. I got to go through my door, which I don't do that only because the owner gives me directions. And I just want to know, should I leave the building and go do my business somewhere else? I mean, is she going to give me problems? She's very bully.
What year were you born, Veronica, just to get the rest of your birth date?
1977.
Okay.
November 3rd, I'm a Scorpio. I was born in Texas.
Yeah, so she's a 2911 too.
And this, where your business is in this building where a woman is telling you you shouldn't be in the building?
Exactly. She started her. Yes, yes, sir.
So, and she's a business owner too?
She works for the owner. She's the operations manager. She just got promoted about 2 weeks ago.
So she's the operations manager for another business within the building or the whole building?
She's for the second thing you said with the other building, other company that the owner owns.
Okay, so it...
So do you have a lease? Are you renting the space in the building?
Yes.
And have you signed a lease?
I signed a lease, yes. But
when is your lease up?
October.
Well, you don't need to leave. I don't know what's her problem. You have you signed a lease? And do you like the building? Is it working for you and your business?
She's being harassed in it. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm just barely starting. Home decor.
Oh, I don't know what this woman's problem is, but if you signed a lease that's not expiring until October, and she's giving you problems, take her to Silver Court. I mean, you know, she can't harass you. I don't know what her deal is. But or what she's trying to do. Maybe she has a friend that wants the space. But don't leave because somebody's bullying you. That's too bad. You know, Veronica, I don't want you to be a victim of harassment. We don't know all the details. But from what you're telling us, you have a lease. It expires in October. There's a woman there that's in management that doesn't seem to like you. Maybe she has a friend that wants the space. I don't know what her problem is, but she can't kick you out. Have you broken the lease? Do you keep? Are you paying your bills?
Yes, on time, and I have a good business relationship with the owner. Like, he gives me orders, like watch over my property, and if you do some painting, I'll give you $100 off discount.
Stay where you're at. Don't run from both. People who bully you.
But
I don't know what her problem is.
But it needs to be addressed in terms of her bullying you. I mean, you don't want to just be dodging her.
You can start off by telling the manager that she's bullying you. You could start off there. And if she continues to bully you, take her to Silver Court and get a restraining order. If she's intimidating you for what, it doesn't matter what the reasons are. They don't seem to be legitimate. We don't know all the details. But if you're calling us and saying, should you move? No. Here's our opinion. No. And it's not just because we're opinionated. We're psychics. And we don't feel that there is a vibration there that's compelling you to leave. We don't like bullies. And I don't know what the full story is, but we're assuming that the information you're giving us is accurate.
Yes.
And you just stay where you're at, and you can do a couple of things. You can talk to the manager about it, or you can say, look, I'm gathering enough evidence. I'm taking you to Silver Court, and you're going to get off my back. You can do something like that, or you can just ignore her. You've signed a lease. If she bullies you, you call the police and say, this woman's harassing me. She's not letting me be in my building. I have a lease. It hasn't expired yet. And she's intimidating me, and I need a policeman to come here and have a talk with her.
So if we're understanding correctly, this is a separate business within the building she's associated with, not the building itself, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, she has no business doing that at
no.
all. None.
Not from our viewpoint.
And in fact, yeah, I would say definitely talk to the owner of the building about
that. Talk to the owner and call the police. That's what they're there for. You know, if she doesn't leave you alone and ignoring her doesn't play the trick, then have the police say,
but,
have the police come explain to them the situation and they'll take it from there.
But I would say before she does that, she should talk to the owner of the building because she doesn't
want
to make herself, I mean, she does, you know, drawing attention to the problem in a way that involves police might hurt her if she doesn't deal with the owner directly first.
Sure. There's a process you go through. You talk to the manager first.
You don't want to be branded as a troublemaker, but, you know. Does that help?
Just one more thing on that, pretty
sure.
Please.
Go ahead.
I did talk to the manager. I did talk to the owner.
Okay, and what happened?
He said, okay, let me think. And that's all he said.
What? That's all he said.
That's.
He said, let me think, and that's all he said.
That's
he
it?
Said, that's it.
Well, then go
boy.
Back to him and say, well, have you collected your thoughts yet? Do you know what you would like to do with this? Because she's continuing. Why is she harassing you? What is she telling you?
Well, not to paint the building, not to clean, not to do anything because that's her business. That's
she
not
sounds
even her
like
business.
She's nuts.
Jealous.
Are we talking about two separate spaces that you each are leasing?
Well, the owner owns a whole building, and inside there's three offices. My office is the outside door. Their office is the front office. Then there's another office, and the building is very small. So the owner told me to do some painting and cleaning. He discount my rent, and that's what I've been doing. Because I'm just starting as a business owner.
Well, if you have an agreement with the owner, then you have an agreement with the owner.
True.
If she doesn't like it, then you have the owner. The owner needs to address it with her, not you. The owner, I don't know what he said, let me think. I don't know, unless he's the statue outside the thinker, and he's just going to be transfixed in that pose. I don't know what he's thinking about, but he needs to address it with the woman that's giving you problems, that he's given you permission to do some painting. And you need to say to him, look, you've given me permission to paint and clean up. You'd reduce my rent. And this woman's harassing me over it. And I can't do what you've requested me to do. I can't follow through until you speak to her. That's all you say.
Okay.
Sounds like the owner needs to get a little bit more in charge of his building, but
he needs to have less Rodin and you know, the guy who did the statue of the thinker. This is ridiculous. I don't know what his problem is, but anyways, that's what you need to do.
Let us know though, Veronica, how things turn out. Give us a call again and tell us how everything transpires so we know. Okay.
Miss, can I ask you something? Can I just say yes or no question? Well, is he going to fire her?
Oh, is he going to fire her? Well, I don't know. She has a lease, I don't know. That's
no,
not
no,
the question.
No lease.
Yeah, you've
got to
work on the problem first before worrying about whether she's going to stay or go.
To eliminate her through
a
firing
a
process,
yes
it's not
no
the question right
question
now. You need to protect your space, do what you need to do. Don't worry about her. Let him control her. And if she starts to give you extraordinary problems, then, you know, call us back. Maybe we can give you some ideas. But take it there first.
Okay.
All right.
I'm clear. Thank
okay
you.
You're welcome, Veronica. God bless you. Okay. Bye-bye. 347.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Tamika.
Tamika, hi.
Hi. I have a question about work.
Okay.
I just wanted
what's
to know
your work
if...
what's your
work
again?
9378.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to know if you guys see a person that was just hired at my job to work next to me, if you saw them leaving anytime soon.
A person that was hired at your job?
To work
next to you?
Yes, to work next to me at the front desk.
Oh, okay. So it's someone you'd be working with. And they were just hired and you're wondering if they're leaving. Not a great start. Guess you don't, do you not like the person?
It's that and it's multiple other things.
Hmm.
Multiple other things.
Well, mm-hmm. you might have a, well, here's our vibe. The person may not be leaving as soon as you want the person to leave. So you've got a little, you're in a little bit of a difficult situation with this. I want to ask you a crazy question on the side, okay? It's a crazy question on the side, a side issue. Do you wear jewelry? Do you like jewelry? Just yes or no?
Yeah.
Have you ever worked with jewelry, ever made it, or do you just love to shop and buy it?
I like to shop and buy, never work with it.
But never what?
But never work, made it or anything.
She doesn't make it.
Okay. Why I picked that up, I don't know yet, Tamika, but something's going on there. Something's going on there. So this person, I think that on one level, this is a karmic situation that you have with this person. Let me ask you something else in private.
We're on the air.
I mean, you don't mention any names, but are there any men that work in your environment that you're uncomfortable with?
No, they all I'm comfortable with. I'm comfortable with all of them, but the men that work there.
Person in question a man or woman that you're uncomfortable with?
A woman.
Woman.
A woman.
That's what I thought.
One other question. Have you ever worked in a place where you were uncomfortable with a man?
Like maybe when I was a teen.
Okay.
Like years ago. But he was not straight. Not that that has anything to do with it.
So it wasn't a sexual thing, but he was just a person that made you uncomfortable.
Just obnoxious person or whatever. Okay,
yeah.
So I don't think this person, this woman is quite leaving yet. That's our first note.
Can I ask where you work? You said a front desk. Is it like a...
It's a medical facility.
Oh, it's a medical facility.
And why don't you like, what are you uncomfortable about with this person?
She's just very loud, disruptive, acts very street. She's just wrong. Like, I'm not like that. And she's just, like, aggressive and a social climber and looking out for status and compares herself to other people, always wants to talk about materialistic stuff with me. It's loud, disruptive. It's just, like, I'm not like that. Like, I just want to be professional and work. And it's a lot of unprofessional work rhetoric that comes out of her mouth, and she doesn't know how to act professional. She's not well-spoken. She's pushy. She's just a lot of things.
That will eventually show up. I mean, you know, may not immediately, but if she's being loud and
disruptive. There's no manager there.
Oh, there's no manager? I mean, a medical facility. I mean, maybe a patient will complain. Who knows? Are you checking patients in, or is it just direct?
Yes. Checking them in and using the phone, and she acts one way in front of the doctors and in front of when managers come to visit and in front of customers, she acts one way. And as soon as they leave, I have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Her personality issues.
You're in a difficult situation. It's common. This happens a lot.
Yeah.
If you're wishing on a star that she's going to leave soon, we may be wrong, but we don't see that. It's best if you just sort of try to construct your space to be a private space.
How long?
Try to ignore her as best you can.
How long have you worked there?
Since the end of November, and we work really close by. And I mean, I try, but she like tries to like push her phone up in my space. If I get up to go talk to someone, she wants to follow me to go jump in the conversation to make sure I'm not getting more attention than her from the doctor.
Okay.
It's like,
is there
stuff.
Human resources? Is there anyone you could speak to that could help you?
I tried to
speak
to someone. Yeah, I did. I tried to talk to someone about the way. The atmosphere, the climate that it is now because of her, but the higher up is in that business don't really know what they're doing, because they're like 20-something-year-old girls that are pregnant for the first time and they're starting families, and they don't really know how to deal with adults like that. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
so there's not really a good management area that you can go into for them to deal with this. They're not doing their jobs properly,
you know,
either. It sounds like a kind of a bad place to work.
I tell you, do you want to? Would you like to stay working there if you could?
Yeah, it was great before she came.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little bit of an energy work. And what we'll do, I don't know if it will succeed, but we're going to put out an energy field that's going to shut her up and just keep her reduced to a level of tolerance. That's an energy work thing. But we've done that throughout the years, getting people to change with energy. You know, you send out vibrations, whatever, and things change. Well, we've done it enough to know that we've been successful in many ways. This is a brief radio reading, but we'll go ahead and do that for you. I want to ask you something real quick. Anybody named Donna or something with the letter D around you?
D like dog?
Yeah.
Not that I know of, no.
Well, you think about that, because, or think about anybody with that, with the letter D that's been in your life. And if you can figure that out, call us back, because we're using a form of vibration to try to subdue this woman in question and see if we can, because there is something about a D around you. And I just, it's bothering me, but there's a D. It could be somebody in your past that might help us link circumstances to the present. But you think about that and give us a call back.
Okay.
The only other thing I want to suggest, and we're like about it, or 90-second warning here, is that maybe there's another department within the hospital that has an opening you could transfer if worse comes to worse. So that's another thing you could think about. But definitely we'll work on the energy of this for you. Sorry that you're experiencing this, Tanika. It's frustrating when you're in a work environment and you can't control, you know, what's going on around you, but hopefully this will be effective.
And don't forget, if you get that D, call us back. It's going to help me try to figure something out for you.
Okay. I mean, the person, one of the managers I told you about that are young,
I'm sorry. It was just that they give us a warning and they're talking, so we couldn't hear you. So say that again.
Okay, one of the managers that I told you that are young, her first name starts with an N, and I think her last name starts with a D.
Okay,
well,
that would be...
You validate. You
make sure
if there is, and that's one of the managers.
Yeah, it
you
does.
Make sure... Oh, you sure it's a D?
I just looked at my email. She's one of the managers, and her last name starts with a D.
Okay,
I don't know if that's who you're picking up on.
Oh, yeah. That's who it is. So can you speak to her about it? Is that logical?
I could try, but she's like, I don't know, she seems young and like she doesn't get it. Like, if they don't have to work with her, and if they meet with her, she's going to act different in front of them. She won't
really
get it. Like,
why don't you try speaking to her about it first and then get back to us with the results? Because, if you want us to help you, we got to take
right.
the first step and then the second step.
And the only reason I say that is because I've spoken to her in the past about certain things, and she doesn't really know how to, correct. I feel like she didn't do anything.
Well, maybe that's why you
that's
picked
why
her up.
That.
So I'm wondering, what about her supervisor? Is there someone you can go above her?
They tell me not really with this company.
Sounds like it's a little broken system. And
I don't know. You know, we're kind of going around circles here. Maybe you can call us back when we have more time, but
okay.
We're going to put out energy that this woman's going to be subdued anyways and calm down a little bit. That might help as far as our free offer, that might help. But otherwise, give us a call back and we'll try to figure out when we have more time.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks,
Tanika.
Thank
you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. All right, so we are out of time, and we'll be back on the air on Wednesday and discussing symbols and taking calls, of course. Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend.